Let's start in the city of Joburg, where yet again the mayor, Mpopolati, faces 3 motions of no confidence. Her spokesperson saying that those motions were tabled in the programming committee meeting. And the first motion is being brought by a councillor, Kabelo Gwamanda. The second, by a member of the Al Jamaa party. She was holding a press conference earlier today to speak about power issues. And she says that she believes that this is an attempt to destabilize the city. The ANC, though, is pretty confident that by the end of today, Mpopolati will not be the mayor of Joburg. Let's speak to Alpha Ramashwana, EWN reporter. Alpha, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. What is the backdrop against which this motion of no confidence is being brought to the mayor today?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Well, it's pretty much the same reason as all the motions that were tabled against her last year, which is the opposition parties and specifically the minority parties accusing the mayor Mpopalatse of failing to deliver services to the residents of Johannesburg. And we do know that Palatse has had a very, very tough issue when it comes to revenue collection and just taking, challenging the city's financial crisis. So these parties are basing the financial crisis of Joburg and her apparent failure to provide services to the city so that they can oust today. And you were right, yes, these motions are were tabled by the ATM, the AIC, and the Al Jamaa party. And at this moment, Mandy, it does seem like one of these 3 parties will be running for the mayoral position. I did manage to speak to the ANC's Tata Morero, who has told me that he will not be running for the mayoral position. I mean, if I can just take you back, Tata Morero was elected mayor last year, but was removed by the court after it ruled that he obtained the chair unlawfully. But he is saying he will not be running this time, and he will be supporting a candidate from one of the minority parties. And at this point, it seems like he is supporting either Kapelo Ahmad and or the AIC's Margaret Arnold. But let's hear it for himself, what he has to say about today's proceedings.
Good morning. In fact, today, the mayor of the DA will be removed. There's no 2 way about it. It's confirmed. All the numbers are behind. So we are going to do it.
Should she be removed, will you once again stand up for the...
Well, we have agreed together with the in the negotiations that at this stage we will then field a candidate from the small parties or minority parties. So between now and then there will be a discussion on the final... there's consultation between the parties, and then they'll make an official announcement.
So, Alpha, the ANC is saying that they expect 140 of the 270 councillors to vote for Mpopolati to be removed. So that means that the ANC is expecting the EFF, the Patriotic Alliance, and the Minority Coalition to vote with it. This is crucial because the Patriotic Alliance was part of the coalition with the DA, and it has now ditched the DA. And we heard from Action SA that that's because the DA is refusing to give the PA the seats that it wants.
Yes, that's true, Mandy. At this point, it seems like the Patriotic Alliance and the Action SA are echoing each other's statements. We did hear them say that they think that DA is governing in silos, and a point of a coalition government is to govern together as a coalition, and united. So these parties are saying the DA has been governing in silos. They have not been giving them a chance to also make some of the most key decisions in the municipality. I can take you back to last year when most of the minority parties were saying that the DA has the mayoral position, the chief whip and the speaker position, and that is unfair when it comes to a coalition government because it speaks to the lack of balance of power within the coalition government. That's one of also the basis why all these parties want her removed. But today we did hear the Action SA saying that its negotiations with the ANC are not going so smooth, which might put Mpopolati at risk. I mean, the Action SA is a big coalition partner of the DA, and it only means if the Action SA is not agreeing with the DA today, it might not be easy for the DA to right. win today's vote of no confidence against Mayor Mpopalati.
Alpha, thank you very much. Alpha Ramashwana, EWN reporter. So this is pretty confusing, but the long and the short of it is the fact that this coalition in Joburg is shaky. And what it comes down to is the fact that minority parties, so the Patriotic Alliance was in negotiations with the coalition that's currently in power, and there was an agreement reached, according to Action SA, that the Patriotic Alliance would be given certain portfolios, amongst them economic development. The DA wasn't okay with that, and that deal fell apart. Now the Patriotic Alliance has ditched the DA and is going to vote along with the ANC, along with the EFF, and with the minority coalition. So that means that by the end of today, Mpopalati could no longer be the mayor in Joburg, and we could have a mayor from one of these minority parties, and that will have the backing of the ANC. This is how coalitions work, unfortunately. And at the end of the day, when all of this keeps happening, there's no stability and nothing actually gets done. Now, it's not only happening in Joburg. There's also a vote taking place in Ekurhuleni today. Two motions of no confidence in Ekurhuleni. One against the Speaker, one against the Chief Whip. EWN reporter Tabiso Goba is watching that for us. Tabiso, good afternoon to you. Tell us what is happening in Ekurhuleni today.
Hi, Nandi. Well, firstly, I just, you know, for anyone listening, wondering why no vote of no confidence in the mayor, I will say that the law.
Tabiso, we're struggling with your line a little bit. I know that that council chamber in Ekurhuleni is notorious for not having great signal. So let's try that again. Maybe you can move around a little.
Yes, can you hear me now?
There we go. You can pick up.
Yes, yes. As I said, Mandy, in case for anyone wondering why there is no motion of no confidence against the mayor, there was one last year, and she was not she was removed and later re-elected. So according to council rules, there can only be another one in the next 6 months. However, what's happening right now is that council started at 10 a.m. The council agenda is 1,500 pages long, more than that. So these two motions of no confidence against the Speaker and the Whip are the last two items on the agenda. So what has been happening is that the ANC and EFF councillors want the motions of no confidence to be first to be voted on, and then a neutral Speaker, which will be the city manager, sort of preside over today's proceedings. However, the Speaker, Raymond Dlamini, is saying that, you know, we follow the agenda the way it is presented. So that has been the impasse so far. But just based on the vote, we understand that the ANC and EFF have coalesced together. And, you know, together they bring about 50% of the of all votes, of all city and council. So it's pretty much a done deal. I know Action SA regional spokesperson, Sianda Makubu, I spoke to him, and he says, you know, what the Speaker is actually doing right now is just delaying the inevitable, because the ANC and EFF have so many numbers that, you know, there's nothing they can do. So what they can do is just let the vote happen and let's get on to, you know, important stuff. Because as I said, the council agenda is 1,500 pages long. So this includes a report on the gas tank explosion, the Auditor General's report, and various other things that council has to do. But just listen to what Sianda Makubu, Action SA regional spokesperson, has to say about today's proceedings.
Yeah, so Action SA is of the view that the motion should be brought forward to get get the Speaker voted out, get the city manager to preside over the rest of council, and to allow the city manager then to preside over the rest of the agenda, and we discuss the more pertinent issues that have to do with the administration of the city. This will also allow the city manager, as empowered by the Municipal Systems Act, to call an extraordinary council within the next 7 days to elect a new Speaker and a new Chief Whip, and then we can move forward.
Thank you so much.
So turbulent times in the councils, the metros in Gauteng. There's going to be a vote of no confidence in the mayor in Johannesburg, Mpopalati, and then a vote of no confidence, a motion of no confidence in the Speaker and in the council whip of the Ekurhuleni Metro Municipality today.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Mandy, please, we are struggling with so many things since DA come in, since Mpopalati being in the office. We struggling even if with basic things. We don't have water, we don't have electricity. There is so many things that are not going accordingly. I'm not hating DA either. I'm not hating Mpopalati, but now I'm saying the time is now for Mpopalati to leave and get somebody who's more can help and give a delivering to the basic things. Thank you so much, Moses from Zakaria Park.